Wisdom is a precious gift. Wisdom is also one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we receive when we are baptized in the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In today's first reading, we see Solomon, being able to ask God whatever he wants him to do or give him. And of humility, he asks for the grace of an understanding heart. And he does not ask this for himself. He asks this so that he does not judge others. Thus, that is the grace and gift of wisdom. Wisdom is not something that is handed to anyone on a silver platter. It takes time. It could take a lifetime to develop wisdom. Wisdom is like the dew, where it comes in tiny droplets, one at a time. As I said, it takes time. It can take a small crisis or a big crisis for one to enter into wisdom. And St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, even says that God, in his mercy, does send, moments of grace into someone's life for the benefit of that person. I think of a friend of mine, Kevin. At the age of 41, he was able to retire from the New York, City Police Department after 20 years of service. And of course, he wanted to do something else, so he decided to become a teacher. So he goes back to, college for another, degree, gets a teaching job, starts to realize that the income does not, really provide for his, wife and three adolescent boys. So he decides to spend more time at the school to get, more income. He, has an after-school program. He offers tutorial workshops on the weekend. Then he realizes he really loves the field of education, decides to go for a master's degree in education. So in addition to teaching, running all these programs, and going for a master's degree, something gets neglected. His wife and his three adolescent boys. They begin to wonder, does he really want to be with them? Does he love them? Well, my brothers and sisters, it took a heart attack and cardiac surgery for Kevin to realize on his recovery bed what meant the most, what was precious to him. And he did pray to God, saying to God, God, if you get me through this, I will know where my treasure is. It is with my family, the ones whom I love the most. So I said, my brothers and sisters, sometimes it takes an event for us to grow into wisdom, to, come in touch with what is precious and has meaning. As I said earlier, you and I have been baptized in the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we nurture that faith, by praying, by, listening to the Word of God, by celebrating the sacraments, eating, the bread, drinking of the blood, going to the sacrament of reconciliation. But even then, those are not, supposed to be things, as an end to itself. Same thing with wisdom. Wisdom is not an end to itself. It is to lead to something greater. And in today's gospel reading, we hear Jesus, saying what the kingdom of heaven is like. And yes, it is precious. It is treasured. But while we are here, on, the kingdom of earth, it is also precious too. And it is through that baptismal call that we are called to love God. Once again, not as an end to itself, but in turn so that we can love our neighbor as well. To love the neighbor and to respect the dignity of all human beings. To make sure that, you know, the basic elements of food, water, shelter, and education are given to them. And not to be participating in, you know, situations that deny people their basic rights. Thus, the kingdom of God is at hand. My brothers and sisters, we are all on a journey, and we do have to count what is precious. Yes, our relationship with God is precious. Our relationship with our family is precious. And our relationship with our brother and sister beyond this is precious too. And as I said, we recognize God in the breaking of the bread. In turn, we recognize our brother and sister and those who are in need. Because as we do this in memory of him, we do this in memory of those who suffer, and to be able to find ways of helping people out of suffering. So let's pray for that grace. Pray for the grace to grow in wisdom. Pray for the grace to grow in holiness. But in turn, to grow in holiness, to bring the face of God to those on this kingdom of earth, so we are prepared for that kingdom to heaven.